She's only 19 years old, but she's already a three-time world champion, not to mention the newly minted all-around Olympic gold medalist. Yep, I'm talking about Simone Biles, the star of the U.S. gymnastics team in Rio. One thing you might not know about her is that she's a dual citizen of the U.S. and Belize. Jerry Longman of the New York Times has been reporting from Belize about the reaction there.
She has 6 or 7 relatives that we met yesterday watching gymnastics at a hotel bar in Belize City, the economic capital of Belize. So it's shown actually live in the afternoon on Caribbean television, and you don't have to wait until the nighttime as you do in the U.S. to watch NBC. So the family gathered at a hotel bar yesterday afternoon along with the First Lady of Belize and 11 contestants in the upcoming Miss Belize pageant, all wearing their sashes.
Wow.
And so that was kind of interesting. And then for 30 minutes, though, we couldn't get the live feed on the Caribbean channel. So Simone's cousins were frantically trying to call to the arena in Rio, 4,000 miles away, you know, to get updates. And finally, after her first event, the vault, it finally came on. And, you know, there were people who were ecstatic and cheering. And every time she appeared on screen, obviously there was a lot of cheering. And there wasn't a lot of tension in the competition because she's so much better than everyone else. She had one wobble on the balance beam and you could hear, ooh, people were a little nervous. But otherwise, it was a dominant performance. So the First Lady of Belize was running around cheering, photobombing, you know, family photographs. And so they were pretty excited.
Yeah, it's so interesting when people have dual nationality and, you know, how up here in the mainstream, a lot of us are oblivious that, you know, she has this citizenship. And yet I can imagine down there it was sort of disproportionately huge that the country's daughter was the champion.
Right. Although I should say that they did have a previous big moment that was kind of shattered later. But in the 2000 Olympics, Marion Jones won, you know, the American sprinter won 3 gold medals and 2 bronzes. And her mother is from Belize. So she was highly celebrated. And after one of her victories, she held up the Belizean flag and, you know, brought a lot of attention to Belize. And so even though Marion's career was ruined by doping and a check fraud scheme, and she went to jail for 6 months, even with that, she's still highly regarded here. As a matter of fact, the national stadium is named the Marion Jones Sports Complex. So they do have or have had some attachment to American athletes. But now, obviously, with Simone, the attachment is less entrenched at this point, although she can win 2 or 3 more gold medals, so it'll probably grow and grow.
Is there a sense that this connection and this win will help other athletes in Belize?
That's a very good question. So I met a woman who is the theater director for the National Center of Creative Arts, and she is the mother of 2 of the country's best cyclists. And what she told me was she had mixed feelings, not about Simone. She said she was very happy for Simone's accomplishments, but that she did not like the fact that Belize had to wait on an American athlete to celebrate, that she thought that Belize should be putting much more support into their own homegrown athletes because there's obviously talent here. And actually, one of Simone's cousins told me that that's what Simone and her mother would like to do, is to help develop the sport in Belize. So that would be a nice gesture.
Jerry Longman is a reporter with the New York Times who has reported about Simone Biles from Belize. Thanks again for speaking to us.
Thank you, Jeb. Appreciate it.